I've been asked to share my testimony with everyone, so I just hope this encourages you. I come from a Romani gypsy family. I was brought up, me and my brother, by God-fearing mum and dad. We slept with crucifixes over our bed. We prayed every night. We said our prayers. We asked Jesus to forgive us for the sins that we did that day. The only time we ever went to church was to St. Matthew's, and that was at a Christmas when the school had us singing in the carol service, at a wedding or a funeral. In 1985, I got married, and the man I married, we used to travel up to London in the summer and come back home about September time to the house. This one particular summer, we were staying up by Heathrow Airport on a great big monster piece of ground. And there were some French travelling people there, and they had what I thought was a circus tent. But there was no animals, all there was people. And I could hear the guitar music, I could hear the microphones, people talking, people giving testimonies. But it was pride that actually stopped me from going. I was dying to go in, but it was pride that stopped me. Because I thought, if I go in there, I'll end up one of these loonies, these born-again Christians. But I noticed every day that the women, the French women, would cook food for the whole ground. And they'd all be sharing, they'd all be sitting down, they'd be praying for the food. They were having fellowship, but I hadn't realised that. Then that winter, when we come back home, my best friend had become a born-again Christian. And I thought to her, that's it. That's the end of our good times. There'll be no more partying for us, because she's a born-again Christian now. She encouraged me to come to church, to Newton Lee Willers, to the Travellers Church, which I went. I loved the singing. I loved the testimonies. I loved the talking to women I hadn't seen for months. But when it come to the preaching, I was bored. And then one day she said to me, she said, you do realise, Charmaine, if you die, you're going to go to hell. And I was disgusted at her. I thought, I haven't murdered anybody. We don't molest people in our culture. I'm not a paedophile. I don't owe anybody anything. I wouldn't hurt anybody. If they wanted money and I had it, I'd give it them. I cheer me heart with you. So she said, look, why don't you go to the church in Buckley where you live? She said, it's not a traveller's church. It's a gorgeous church. But she said, go. So this one Sunday, the Lord had spoke to my heart, which I hadn't realised at the time. But I got Tammy up and I said, come on, Tammy, we're going to church. She was only about 4 or 5 at the time and she didn't understand, but we went. And on that particular day, there was no service because the pastor had just come back from furlough. But we were asked to stay for Sunday school and asked to come back for the evening. But we didn't because I had visitors, so we never went. Then on the Tuesday night, I was driving past Pastor Bob's house, which I never did, because that was one part of Buckley with living in Altamy. I never went. Anyhow, I goes past, I knocks on the door, they took me in, and she showed me from a Bible how the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, lest a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom of heaven. And it was straight there and then, in black and white, I realised I need Jesus as my saviour. I accepted Jesus there and then, because if anyone knows me, they know I love a bargain. I like to be onto a good thing. And I had the best thing ever that night when I accepted Jesus as my saviour. It was the best gift anybody could have given me. And it never cost nothing. Yes, you do lose friends. But are they your friends to begin with? Whatever God's taken out of my life, he has replaced over and over and over again. I've got a son that I worship the ground he walks on. He's walking with the Lord. He's just got saved. He's got a wife that's always in church. I've got 2 grandchildren that love going to church. I've got another son-in-law and a daughter that he's candidating to be a pastor. I've got a granny that's in heaven now, thanks to Ebenezer Baptist Church, and people leaving their country to tell us about God. People say to me, oh, have you got a religion? No, I haven't got a religion. What I've got is a relationship. That day in 1993, when I accepted the Lord, what I never realised was how many people of my family would be going to heaven instead of hell. So if you're sitting there now and you're thinking to yourself, do I really need this? Do I? Yes, you do. Anybody on this face of the earth needs the Lord in their life. Let God change you. Let God mould you. You may be broken along the way, but I can assure you when God's got his hand around you, you'll just go from strength to strength. I hope this blesses you.